This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable, a Wood Elf production. Merry Christmas. This week, the boys kick off with a three-way soft-shipping moment. Wade lays down a festive linguistic trap, and it's shrivel time all over. Points-wise, Bob celebrates a Christmas bun in the oven, hard ploughing, and unfolding Hot Wheels. And our antsy OnlyFans hero, Mark, has huge V-Log energy and enjoys a good maul. Yes, it's time for Don't Say Christmas. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
All right, guys, here's how the breakdown's going to go. We have several different topics here. We're going to go through as many as we can in the time that we got. The guys are going to start with 100 points each, and every time they say the secret word, they're going to lose a point. For the sake of me being sadistic, the secret word for every topic is always just going to be Christmas. So every time the boys say Christmas, they're going to lose a point. I'm not going to tell them till the end of the topic how many points they lost that time. It should be a fun one. Let's get back to it. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm your host today, Wade. It has been too long. But I'm back in the driver's seat, baby, and it feels good.
Not long enough, if you ask me.
Also, I guess I'm joined by these two. Kind of forgot you two were here. Hey, Mark. Hey, Bob. How's it going, guys?
Hey, what is up, my bro? What is up, my main man?
Just my win count.
Man, you are looking handsome today.
Thank you.
I don't know why, but that voice had big, like, early 2000s vlog energy, Mark.
Did it?
I wanted to jump in and just be like, yeah, we're at a water park today, and these guys are supposed to have a vertical drop slide.
Whoa, we're at a theme park.
Yeah, it's so hype. Are you guys ready for some hype?
Bro!
No, this is the week leading up to Christmas. No theme parks. It's all about Christmas today.
Okay.
Oh, why can't you have Christmas at a theme park?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
That would be pretty cool.
I guess you probably could, yeah.
I did that right after Christmas one year. We went to Disney and did like New Year's. That was pretty good.
That'd be fun. I guess it'd be kind of nicer weather than what's typically Ohio weather in winter.
Yeah, Ohio sucks. We get it.
Okay, I like Ohio, but that's fine.
The subreddit has made it very clear. Ohio sucks and is a joke.
Just be glad that I've not started with the points yet, or I would deduct so many from you right now.
Oh, I want you to do it. Take them. Hurt me.
Oh, that's my bit, but I'm tempted. Don't tempt me.
Oh, you mean that's your bit? I just did it.
He did. He did just do it. I don't even remember you ever having a bit like that. You wanted to win so badly.
That's true. Deep down, I've wanted to win for a while. It feels good to be in the winner's chair. Yeah. I love winning.
So it's clearly Bob's bit.
It makes
bit.
Me feel like I'm important.
Yeah, it's my bit now.
Bob's
and
bit.
According to the Reddit, I should have won every episode we've ever done ever. So it feels good to have won again.
Reddit doesn't really know what they're talking about. If you're
cheated,
being perfectly
man.
Honest.
I might have, but hey, whatever counts as a win counts as a win. Mm. It's not about who you step on to get on top. It's about being on top.
Huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You can step on me.
Maybe there'll be some bonus points after all. I don't know.
Step on me.
How are you guys? You guys had a good holiday season?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving and everything. All the lovely this time of year stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little different when you live across the country from family and can't travel because your wife is very pregnant. But
I guess that's fair.
We had chill holidays. It was very nice to just relax and, you know, hang out a little bit.
Hmm. That's good. Well, I guess I've got a fun topic or topics, I suppose, for us today. In honor of the holiday season, I think it'll be a fun one. So I'm excited. And in honor of, you know, Christmas coming up or Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever y'all celebrate, I've decided to give you both 100 points to start off the day.
Wow. All right.
I don't want them. Take them away.
Just a free 100 points each.
Nope. Rejected.
Okay. It's 100-0. I think I win. Thank you guys, everyone, so much. Next week, I will be hosting, and I'll bring a more exciting topic than the one Wade brought.
You're not taking this episode from me. I've waited too long to be on top to have it taken that quickly. Bob, you're participating whether you want to or not.
I mean, you're the judge, so.
It's my episode. I'm hosting.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm registering my protest. I just want everyone to know that I'm protesting. But
I'm going to give you extra points if you keep on going like this, Bob.
No, God, shut up. Don't laugh. I want to lose.
All right. You're both at 100 points. And we're just going to talk about some stuff, some holiday-themed things in honor of Christmas coming up. Because, you know, we are getting older and we've had more and more Christmases under our belts.
That would be a cool episode idea. Go on.
Yeah.
Well, if you win, you can host it next time.
Humbug even.
Well, is there anything you guys want to talk about? Any announcements? Anything exciting before we jump into the first topic?
I object to whatever decision is made during this episode, and I feel like it's completely unfair to both me and Bob. Somehow both.
Great. Noted.
I wager 1,000 points.
Whoa, right. We can bet?
You can try. I can't guarantee it'll work.
Oh, I call Mark's bet. Show us the flop.
All right. The river is a 10 of spades.
Poker jokes. You all play poker, right, listeners? Well,
you said you called, so whenever you said you call, that's the first thing I thought
of. I don't know. I said show us the flop. Oh. I was there. I'm just suddenly realizing
that the flop, the turn, the river. Is it the turn? The flop, the river, the turn, the river? Is that how it goes?
I think the river is the last one, yes.
Yeah.
And the
fourth one's the turn? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes.
It's been a while since I've pokered.
I'm just realizing that was only cool for like 2 years in the mid-2000s. I don't know if anyone thinks poker's cool anymore.
Really? I loved it back... Anyway, yeah. No, it's not. Probably. Unless it is, then I like it still.
I agree.
I'm just going to get started with the...
That's really getting off the rails, Wade. Who's in charge here?
Me. Listen, it's a really great idea. It's a really great episode. You guys are going to love this. And even if you don't, everyone else and I will. So let's get started. All right, you know what? I've got plenty of things to talk about. We're going to get started. And what better to talk about first than the Christmas holiday season shopping experience? So there's not really like a you go first. We can just talk about it and you guys can handle things however you want. But let's talk about Christmas shopping and all of the fun that starts, I guess, what, Thanksgiving Day now with Black Friday deals? And
starts
maybe
the week before.
Even better.
Early Black Friday.
Yeah, so there we go. Christmas shopping experience. How fun it is. Any good stories you all have? Whatever you want to talk about related to this topic.
So,
you know,
come up with this. We got to do
this.
We're
just talking, Mark. It's a discussion.
Talk.
We just talk. It's just talking.
Do you have memories or thoughts?
There's no games tied to this. There's like nothing special about it.
No. He didn't say there was a game.
The points start now, so I will award or deduct points moving forward how I see fit based on just how the topic and discussion go. Pretty straightforward.
No games, nothing complicated.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential?
You're talking about the potential.
The potential? You thought to yourself, oh, a little elbow grease, some fresh installs, a little bit of love. Could transform that body full of rust into a baby that's all your own.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to transform my ride.
Your ride's more like Schrodinger's ride. If you don't think about it, it both does and does not exist.
It is possible.
But on eBay Motors, anything is possible. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. They got brake kits, LED headlights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it.
With eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back.
Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Guys, I found another subscription. It's not even one. They keep coming.
What? That's crazy.
But that's okay, because I could use Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money can help you have full control over subscriptions, have a clear view of your expenses.
If there's anything in there that says, like, hey, please cancel this for me, don't press it.
I'm going to go press all of those buttons. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/distractable. That's rocketmoney.com/distractable. rocketmoney.com/distractable. You should get that, Mark. It's probably important.
Oh, no way.
So starting now, points are on the table. Christmas shopping experience. Go, entertain me.
Look, I used to hate Christmas shopping, okay? Mm-hmm. The mall is busy, every store is busy. But modern Christmas shopping, I love it. Strip down to my underwear, climb into bed, hold my phone in front of my face.
I didn't know where you were going with this at first.
Pick the first thing I find off of all the Amazon lists that all of my friends and family maintains fastidiously. Done. One 20-minute session, Christmas is done. Easy peasy. Love it.
I've only ever used lists for, like, wedding registries and baby registries. That's it.
Mm.
But how will you get what you want if you don't tell people what you want?
I don't want things. I'm not a wanting person. I don't really want items. Like, give me food.
I mean, look, when I was a kid, I was down. Whatever came out of the packages, whatever Santa brought, I was into it. But as an adult, there's a lot of things in life that, like, you need, and that doesn't really feel like, you know, I don't want to ask for, like, an electric toothbrush for Christmas. I guess I could, and I do. It's on my list or whatever, stuff like that, but I don't want random stuff anymore so much. I have a house full of stuff that I've accumulated over my life that takes up all my space. I don't know where things come from, but you just get, like, piles of books and paper and whatever. It feels like there's stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
But I want the stuff that, like, I know. I want the thing, the one specific model of the thing that I kind of would be useful to have. I would want that, but I don't want someone to guess what I want. That sounds awful.
Yeah, I agree with that part. I don't like random.
So
like,
you make a list.
No, I don't want random thoughtful gifts. Give me what I want.
Although I do have to give some credit. Gifting is hard and I'm bad at it. My mother-in-law is like the best gift giver ever. She has given me presents, including a scarf that I accidentally already owned. That was so dead on that it was literally the one I wanted. Also, she gave me a present that was ahead of its time. She gave me an air fryer, and I was like, what is an air fryer? I don't
know what this is. Oh, like a while back before they became like popular?
Like before they were trendy, she gave me one because she knows I like cooking. And I was like, I don't know what this is. Would you be angry if I like exchange this or whatever? And I did. And then like 2 years later, I was like, man, I want an air fryer for Christmas. I wish I had an air fryer this whole time. She knows, but it's tough. Everyone else, it's a struggle, and I feel that. I like the list. The list is good. The list is safe.
That is fair, but I do got to say, like, the people that are good at gift giving, they are incredibly good, and they just make it seem like all of the list requiring are just excuses, because Amy is the type of person, and I think I talked about this last year, who plans gifts ahead, like, way, way, way in advance, puts everyone to shame in terms of just, like, thoughtfulness. It'll be like, you'll say one word down the road, you know, an off-the-cuff response to something, and she will remember it, latch onto it, something. If it was something that you wanted that she could turn into a tangible gift, she can get it there. And it just goes out like some people are thinking about other people in that way. And I feel bad about myself in not being able to do that. I feel my own shortcomings. I'm like,
I feel that.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't know. So you kind of like got to come up with excuses that are like, eh, I'm fine. I'm okay.
But yeah. All year long, Molly's picking up knickknacks and things for people. She's like, oh, they'd love this for their birthday or for Christmas or for whatever. And it's like me, I tell all my friends the same thing. Don't you dare fucking give me anything, and I'm not going to give you anything. And that's how we maintain our friendship. You give me a gift, it's over.
That's pretty. That's quite a stance to take.
Thank you.
That's a threatening aura for the holidays.
I don't want to feel guilt for not getting someone something. Listen, you buy for you, I'll buy for me, and we'll shake hands on it.
I feel what you were saying, though, Mark. I feel that so deeply. Even Mandy and like my parents, it gets to be like holidays time, and I'll literally sit there and be like, ah, shit. What does Mandy do? What is she like? I don't even know this person. What do I get for... What is this? Who socks? Does she like socks?
No, I understand.
How do I forget everything I know about my wife when it comes to gift giving? I don't even...
It is tough because, like, a lot of times you have the things you feel like you need or you want, and it's not like we're going around playing with toys or whatever else, and we don't necessarily need new outfits every year. So it does get really challenging unless there's, like, a specific thing that you know that they're looking for already. It's like, I don't have a damn clue what would be cool for you. Do you want... I found a cool rock outside. You want it?
I found a cool rock.
Hey, you know what? That's funny and all, but there is such a thing as a cool rock, okay? I have a rock in my possession from a parking lot outside of a Target in North Carolina that was hidden in a thing of mulch that Mandy spotted, and it says on the back of it some names and a date, and it's like, if you found me, I'm your present. You did it. It's like a hidden, it's almost like a geocache, except we found it accidentally and that's it. But that's a cool rock, man. That's a very cool rock. That'd I kept
great
that rock.
Rock.
Whoever made that?
I've never found a cool rock like that.
Cool rock.
All right. Well, no interesting Christmas shopping stories, no crazy Black Friday tales or anything. Y'all avoided that stuff?
I don't know. It's just like, I like the mall experience. I'm a mall guy. I don't know what it is, but I like walking around the mall. It's slightly been impeded by the fact that like I've become known in most circles.
That's fair.
So it's harder for me to go to the mall and just like walk around. That used to be my pastime, but I still do it. I still go around and I'll go to the mall and, oh, what? One second. It's a gift. I've got a gift.
What?
Oh, Amy brought a gift. Thank you.
No, no, it was Christmas during this episode.
Yeah, I didn't know we were doing this right now.
Thank you so much. Oh, Amy got me food.
Like, that's a big
deal. That's the best
that
gift
really
of all.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal.
I can't believe Amy brought me McDonald's.
Amy brought me
like,
food.
That's the thing.
Exactly. That is a banger gift. It is a great gift.
Yeah. Wade said, like, he only wanted food.
Thank you, Amy. Yeah. And then Amy's like, oh, only food. But what about for Mark?
Yeah. Food. Hey, hell yeah. Listen, I had more to say, but I'm done. I got to eat.
Well, I was going to jump in and say, I very much feel that, Mark. My whole life, there's the, like the trope, right? Of like, oh, well, the women love shopping. Your wife loves going shopping. And they put those couches out there for the men to sit on because men hate shopping.
Yeah.
I like shopping.
I love shopping.
When it's like holiday season and every store has like 1,000 people in it, a little stressful. Not my favorite.
Yeah.
A nice, you know, low capacity mall where you got some space and you can just walk around and stuff. It's a fun time. I even like department stores. You know, I've never bought cologne for any reason in my entire life, but I'll smell some cologne.
Oh, wait.
I don't know what they smell like.
Wait, I was selling you on going to a department store to go suit shopping. You were saying
I've still got it in my phone.
Yeah.
So if you visit, I've still got that in my phone. So we can go shopping.
No, we gotta go.
Clothes.
You either come here or I go there. We're going to go suit shopping. We're going to suit shopping.
Does Wade need a suit? Or is this just like
I just need regular clothes, but I can get a suit
everyone
too,
needs, yeah, you've seen Wade's outfit. It's still the same as from when he was in college. He's got to like update that wardrobe.
Dude, I still wear clothes from junior high.
That doesn't mean he doesn't have a suit, though. I have a tuxedo and a tweed jacket and a couple suits I can wear. But
yeah, but you could have more.
I haven't worn them since law school.
You could have more.
I literally have clothes from 2002 that I still wear.
Dude, well, you gotta go shopping.
I know people do that. And aside from the fact that I struggle with my weight going up and down, which sort of eliminates some clothes from my wardrobe at different times, I have one shirt that I've done that with. And literally it was the situation from like sitcoms where it got so ratty and full of holes and gross looking. It reached a point where I wore it one day and Mandy was like, throw that shirt away. There are so many holes. It looks awful. Throw it away. And I was like, this website doesn't exist anymore. You can't even get this shirt.
Yeah, I hate... I hate getting rid of those shirts.
Yeah.
It did have a lot of holes. It was like half holes.
The early 2000s were the age of baggy clothes, so everything was like super oversized, which means now it fits me perfectly.
No, but baggy clothes are coming back in. No, not baggy clothes, but you know. It's not tight. Looser fitting. It's not skinny jeans anymore. Thank God.
Yeah.
Or anything like that.
William Irish is, I believe, popularizing the big t-shirt.
Who?
I don't know. Is that his name?
What?
I don't know. Is that our
What's
editor?
That song? Laptop, big T-shirt, Billie Eilish.
Oh, but I think it's William.
William.
Yeah, William Irish.
Oh,
is that not?
That joke went over all of our heads.
I love when a joke lands so hard that no one even knows what's
For
happening.
For some people out there listening, they were like, bah, ha, ha, I get it. Bah, ha, ha. It was great for them.
Yeah, the minority of our intelligent viewers deserve a joke every now and then, but most of us dumb ones didn't get it. Did I just call most of our audience dumb?
Yep, you're idiots. Get over it.
Well, you know who you are. All right, well,
I don't.
We'll move on to the next story here, and looking at our point spread for round one, Mark, you broke even. You actually are at 0 points for that round.
That's what I'm talking about, baby!
Did you want to earn 0 points?
That's what I'm talking about!
All right, well, Bob, you managed to lose 6.
Huh?
Congrats.
Okay, so we want to lose points, I'm assuming, because I performed excellently during that round.
You did perform excellently. Whether or not you want to lose points, though, I'm not going to say.
I feel good. I feel positively about this.
Amy got me burgers, so I think I know why I broke even.
If anything, you should have lost a bunch of points for making me want food, but it's fine. We're going to move on to...
I didn't know. Should I get some food? Wade's favorite?
For me, if you get food for me.
Some Buffalo Brothers wings?
I will restore all 6 points if I end up with food from you on my doorstep in the next, like, half an hour.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For now, we're going to move on to our second topic. And this should be a quick one. Just we're on the Christmas theme here. So what are some favorite presents you remember getting, like physical gifts you've gotten specifically on Christmas in your lifetime? Just like you opened the present, you were just really excited to see what you got.
I mean, this is obvious for me. I think I talked about this last year, too. So you can dock me for repeating, but it's StarCraft. When my dad, who was like post-divorce, we were losing the house. We didn't have any money. We had a tiny tree with like basic tinsel on there. And my dad couldn't afford any presents. And he got one. We had one present there. And it was StarCraft. And me and my brother, we were the happiest we could ever be. Like, I remember that even to this day, how happy we were. It wasn't even a full tree, right? It was a tiny, like, 2-foot tree. On a table, on like an end table. And they're just, we didn't have anything, but we were so happy. And I think my dad cried because he was like, me and my brother were not just like fake happy. We were so legitimately happy. Thankfully, we weren't brats about it. And you know, where's our present? We had 37 presents last year. You know, it was just like, we were happy to have that. That's all we ever wanted. And we were really, really excited. So that's what I remember.
That's a great story. I won't deduct any points for that. That's a great story. And it answers the question, honestly. So Bob, what about you?
That was a good story. I got some pretty great Christmas presents. I'm trying to remember more specifically. This one is when I'm pretty young. I'm gonna do two and count them as very similar. The big thing for me was I've always been into gaming. Anyone who knows who we are probably gets that and knows that. But there were two that I very particularly remember as like, you know, having a very memeable reaction and hyperventilating and all that stuff. It was when I was really young. We got an N64, and it was not like the year it came out, I don't think. I don't remember very accurately. I was very young.
That was a while ago.
And then also, we got an Xbox, and the Xbox blew my mind because that we got the Xbox with Halo, the original Halo Combat Evolved, and I had never played a twin-stick shooter like that. And some of my favorite games were like GoldenEye, Winback 64, like that, you know, Perfect Dark, that sort of stuff. When we got Halo and we plugged it in, we had to get the RF adapter so you could plug it in the back of your old 90s Mitsubishi TV and put it on channel 3. And when I started playing Halo for the first time, I like lost my shit completely. But I would say both of those because consoles are such a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Now, doing what we do and like, you know, it's work now. And you know, when stuff comes out, it's like, oh, well, I should get the new thing. Whatever. I just recently got a PS5 as a gift from a friend. But, you know, this is like... It's somehow that ruined part of my childhood, where it used to be, you know, oh my God, my buddy got a GameCube. Like, we gotta go to his house. Check out the GameCube.
Oh.
Like, he's the guy that has the GameCube in our friend group. We gotta hang out at his house. His house?
His
house.
His house.
So when you got a console, it was like, I'm the guy. I got the console. And like that, those memories... Stan, I'm sure I got lots of really great stuff that I'm not remembering in this moment, but those memories stand out for me because that was like momentous things in terms of like, we got the next thing and I don't have to go to Brian's house to play the GameCube. I have the Xbox. Yeah, you know, it's like a moment. And Halo, I've said for a long time, is my favorite game. So that was like a formative, the Xbox with Halo is like a formative thing for me. And it was a Christmas present. Technically, my brother and I got it and we had to share and that was fine. But that's a huge memory for me still.
Yeah, I got a PlayStation 2 and I was that guy with the PlayStation 2 the year that came out. And everyone was coming over and I remember playing Summoner. Like the graphic upgrade from PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 2 just seemed so severely amazing that I remember like playing a game called Smuggler's Run where I'm pretty sure you just switched out your car and you delivered drugs, which is probably not what I should have been playing. But I was playing that.
Hell yeah.
And Summoner, which is an RPG, which I wish they would remake. I love Summoner and Summoner 2. Need them remade, please. Whoever owns them, this is an official Distractible call. I'm the host. I speak on behalf of Distractible. Remake those games for me. Thank you.
I never really liked them that much.
Did you ever play Summoner?
I played Summoner too.
I played Summoner so much, dude. I totally know what that is.
All right, I'm wearing my skeptical glasses, but I will allow it.
Oh, God, he's pissed. He's pissed.
I know what that is. So good.
It's the thing with Summoner 2 is like I started the game and I was like getting into it and it didn't get very far. I was a few hours in and I was just like, this is kind
of. I feel like one was superior in a lot of ways. I liked some of the adaptations for two, but not, anyway, that's a whole other story for another time. But I loved those games. I loved the lore. I loved the world. And it was like the first real RPG I ever really played. I didn't really grow up playing like Zelda or, you know, stuff like that. So my first experience of games outside of like Twisted Metal and Pokemon, I guess Pokemon's an RPG, but console wise was really Summoner. And it just blew my mind playing that game.
Mm.
All right.
Good times.
That's legit. That's legit.
Well, good show.
Mark, how many points did I lose?
You lost 2. And Mark, you are maintaining. You're still at 0 loss.
Hell yes. Yeah. I'm doing so good, probably.
I'm 8 points ahead, idiot. You're doing terrible.
No, you're 8 points down.
Yeah, which is ahead.
Well, depending on how you're looking.
It's not about the points. It's about the time we spend together and bullshit like that, right?
Well,
memories made along the way or something.
It is like bullshit like that.
I guess it's some bullshit. I don't...
Yeah.
All right. It's Christmas Eve. We are preparing to go to sleep. Santa is real, and we want to give Santa the best, or I guess if you hate Santa, worst treat possible. You're going to make Santa Christmas cookies. In fact, you know what? We're just going to go with the worst cookies possible. We're going to try to make the worst possible cookies for Santa. How are you going to make them?
Oh.
Oatmeal raisin.
What? What's wrong with you? Oatmeal raisin is great.
I love oatmeal raisin.
What's wrong with oatmeal raisin?
Boo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back up a step. What's wrong with oatmeal raisin?
It thinks it's a real cookie. That's what's wrong with it.
It's a real cookie. It's a delicious cookie.
When you go to someone's house, or if you're in a restaurant or something, and they're like, oh, would you like a cookie? And you're like, yeah, that sounds great. I love cookies. What a great surprise. And then they give you an oatmeal raisin cookie. It's like you've been lied to and wronged, and also you're ashamed for them all in one.
Or is this what it's like for you guys dealing with me? Because this is terrible hearing you not like oatmeal raisin.
No, you butt out of this. You don't say anything insulting to your friend because you just got a cookie, a sweet treat that can't be beat. You don't be a shitty friend. You say, thank you very much. And you eat the damn cookie. And you know what? It's delicious. It's delicious.
I love oatmeal raisin cookies. They're good.
Look, I'm not saying that I wouldn't out loud to the person be like, oh, thank you, avocado. But that's... not a good cookie. I'm not going to argue that it's not technically a cookie because I don't want to get into it, but it's the worst kind of cookie because it's a lie. If someone says to you, oh, I have oatmeal raisin cookies, do you want one? You'd be like, ah, I'm full. I'm good. But if someone is like, do you want a good cookie? And then they give you an oatmeal raisin cookie? It's bad.
It's a cookie. What is wrong? It's in the cookie shape. What else would you even call it? It's delicious because it's sweet. And it just because you want a chocolate chip cookie doesn't mean that you bite into an oatmeal raisin and you go like, oh,
All right.
Oh, what is this poison
Mark's
to my
right,
veins?
Bob's wrong here. I'm just going to say that right now.
You butt out of this.
I'm the host, damn it.
No. I won't take this slander.
I agreed with you. What do you
raisin.
Mean? I'm agreeing with you.
I won't take this slander.
Yeah, join my side, Wade. Let's get him.
I like oatmeal raisin cookies. I don't understand what's happening.
Nah, you don't have to lie just to placate him. You're the host. Tell the truth.
Okay, Bob's giving Santa a delicious cookie on Christmas. Mark, what are you giving Santa? The worst cookie you can think of. You can make it with other things.
Bob, what's your favorite cookie?
Oh, that's a tough one. Can I pick two?
Sure.
My favorite family recipe cookie that we have is one that's very nostalgic for me. It's like a brown sugar cookie dough, but then you make dates. You like cook dates down into like a very thick jam. So you put a layer of dough in like a big round cookie shape, and then you put jam on top, the date jam on top of that, and spread out a little bit. And then you put a dollop of cookie dough on top. So it's not like filled, but it bakes into like a layered date cookie. It's like a family recipe. I've never seen this anywhere else. I'm sure it exists somewhere else, but my grandma always made them.
I'm giving Santa that because it sounds like horse shit. That sounds like the worst cookie
delicious.
I've ever heard of. I'm giving Santa that and hope he dies of poisoning from that
Wait,
awful
Are you saying oatmeal raisin is your favorite kind of cookie?
I'm not even saying it's my favorite, but it's better than whatever that slop your family's put together.
No. The date, you haven't had the stewed
Who
dates.
Who likes dates?
Single
Who
people. Likes them?
Dates are delicious, you uncultured pig.
Dates are nowhere near delicious. What are you talking about?
Single people? That's funny.
No, good joke, bud.
Thank you. What was your second cookie, Bob?
Yeah,
my second cookie, if we're talking ones that you can like get from stores and places, I freaking love white chocolate chip macadamia nut with dried cranberry. I've seen that at stores and stuff. That's a banger cookie.
That's a
banger. You can get those at
a
lot of stores.
That is a banger cookie. I can't deny. Oh, I couldn't slander that cookie.
So the worst possible cookies you two could think of to give Santa on Christmas are two delicious sounding cookies.
It didn't sound delicious to me, whatever Bob was describing with dates and whatnot.
That cookie.
Raw cookie dough slopped on top.
That cookie tastes better than you do. Yeah, well, I'm going to stand by that, I guess.
You got me. Wade, God, fucking give him the points.
Neither one of you get or lose any points for this, and we're going to move on.
How do I not lose points from that? That was awful.
I wish.
I talked about tasting, Mark.
My hands are tied at this point.
You're the judge. Untie them.
I refuse to.
No,
I'm way too
out.
Kinky.
You butt out of this.
You butt out of
Untie
this.
Untie your hands. Shut up.
Man, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
to. That seems fair.
Interfere.
Who's hosting this?
Me, somehow.
Mark? Is this Mark episode?
Yeah. I'll get it. Next topic.
All right. Decorations. Do you guys go all out for Christmas decorations? Do you like Christmas decorations? Hate them? Anything you want to talk about in relation to Christmas decorations?
I like
decorations, but if I was a bachelor, if I was on my own, I don't know that I would do anything more than like have a small Christmas tree that you don't even have to like put together, like a small tree in a pot situation.
Yeah.
And just get that out of a box around Christmas time and plug it in and have one thing. I don't like the act of decorating, but I love a nice, a nicely decorated house. And I love Christmas lights. Going to the zoo and seeing like the Christmas lights at the zoo is a big thing in Columbus growing up. And the Cincinnati Zoo does it too. So you guys might have done this, but that was a fun time. I love Christmas lights.
Every year, Molly and I, that's like our thing. Since we first started, the first year we started dating up until now, every year, except for we skipped 2020 whenever everything was like on lockdown. But every year we go down to the zoo for the Festival of Lights.
Yeah. I love
Bob,
it.
Bob, I don't know why, but your story reminded me of, I'm putting something in the Discord. There's a subreddit called like Men's Living Spaces or something like that. So it's pictures of people's living rooms where men live, and it's like a TV on the ground.
Oh,
their bed is a futon. And I just imagine you have a tiny Christmas tree in the corner. It's like if you weren't married, this is where you'd be living.
It finally happened, everybody. Mark finally said Christmas. Dear God.
No, listen, I love furniture, okay? But yeah, if I lived alone, I'd have like a very comfortable couch, a nice TV on a TV stand, so it was like the good eye level for on the couch, and like a good bed. But beyond that, yeah, I would live in a very sad bachelor looking sort of place. I would not.
Yeah.
I might have really nerdy posters on the wall of like video games and car things that I like, but that's about it.
I've done that with the TV on the floor for longer than I would like to. But that's because when I was a kid, I would always play video games and I would sit on the floor in front of the TV. The TV was on a stand, of course, but I would sit on the floor. Like that's just what you did.
Yeah, you got to get close to it.
Yeah. for the intense gaming.
Yeah, legit.
Lean into those scathode rays.
I had a Fisher Price like dining table, like a little plastic dining table that we sat at as kids. And so I would just sit on that. Even whenever I was oversized for it, I would just, it was like two benches, like a picnic table style, but like made of plastic that we had inside. When I got too big to sit at it like a normal table, I would just sit on it like with my legs facing out instead of in the table. And that's where I would sit to play games, was on that little Fisher Price table.
That's the best though. It's been a long time, but the like little kids toys that you had when you were a little kid, but also you kept as you kept growing older and like, you know, getting bigger. Those are the best. My brother had this like castle that was one of those like play, you know, play castles with a catapult and an elevator and the drawbridge goes up and down. We had that guy forever. He was fun. I feel like I had another one. Oh, I had the I had the Micro Machines RV. Did you guys have that one?
No.
No.
Oh, that was the best. I know you grew up poor, Mark.
I was too poor to have such things.
I know. Micro Machines were the jam, and I never even put one up my nose or anything, which seems like an obvious hazard with tiny cars for tiny children.
What is a micro? What is that even?
It's like, yeah, so it's like Hot Wheels, but like half scale of what a Hot Wheels is.
Oh, and then they open up?
Well, they lived in a city where when it was closed, it looked like an RV, but you could open it and drive them around. It like unfolded and it had like a mountain you could go up and like a car wash that you park the car on it and then you move the car wash slidey thing back and forth.
Yeah, I remember looking longingly at these in the store.
I know, buddy. I know. Sorry.
These should be like age 13 and up nowadays with how small they are.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up. Just so wealthy. I had all the Micro Machines.
Two side yards wealthy?
Three side yards. The house was really more of a parallelogram. And oh no, that's not right. A pentagon. There were many side yards. The pentagonal home, like a true sign of wealth.
Do you guys decorate much now as it is?
Not really.
We haven't yet. Yesterday I put up the Christmas tree, which is like we got a new bigger one because we're putting it in a bigger space. Mm-hmm. And like last year we did like lights on the house. Because of the baby this year, I'm not like super into that, but I think we're going to get one of those house projectors so we can pretend like we put lights up and just have, you know, like little lights on the front of the house sort of deal.
That's pretty cool.
I love seeing decorations. I love driving around and looking at them, but we don't really decorate much ourselves outside of a tree.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I went out and decorated because it's just like that is not something that's on my list of things to do during Christmas. I like going out and seeing other people's decorations, and some people really go into it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like me. I just like, oh man, I can't be bothered. I can barely keep my house in shape as it is, you know, let alone worrying about all that.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like time, and plus we usually don't host things for the holidays, so it's like, other than our neighbors, it's like family doesn't really come over and see it all anyway, so it's not really that big of a concern. My grandpa loved decorating, and he loved things that made noise. So his house was full of like motion sensor plushies that would like, you'd walk in front of them and like they'd all start singing Christmas songs, like the Douglas fir trees and all that crap. He had so many of those. He had them outside, he had them inside, and he was always placing them strategically to where like it wasn't even for Christmas, but like all year around he had this big bird stuffed animal at our at his cabin down in like Kentucky. And when you'd open the bathroom and turn on the light, it was like light activated. So you would turn on the light and you would just hear like Big Bird start laughing, and it was terrifying. So anytime someone new visited and had no idea, you'd be like, oh yeah, the restroom's over there. And then we'd all creepily like gather outside waiting for them to flip on the light to hear Big Bird like welcome them into the bathroom. So that's what I think of decorations, are him and his noise making machines.
My family didn't do that growing up, but Mandy's family has like a couple of those for like different holiday seasonal type things. I love those guys. They're very funny. They're especially funny with like pets, dogs and stuff.
Have you ever listened to videos of like the fish, Billy Bass, whatever the hell it was called, or Douglas fir, like with dying batteries?
Oh God. Yeah. One of my favorite.
Yeah.
I love that.
Feels good.
Feels good.
All right. Good show. You both lose 2 points each. Congrats.
Thank you.
I did way better or worse than Mark that round. I can't tell.
Oh, you did the same according to my point system.
All right. That's what his point system said.
All right. New topic. Maybe even a new point system. I guess we'll find out. I've got written for this topic, do big Christmas gifts is good?
Wow.
So that's the topic. I guess I didn't really refine that one. There's all those commercials for like people. I don't know if you remember. I don't know if they still air it, but like for the last couple of years, there was a commercial where like this guy and this girl that live in this very extravagant house. I think she presents him with like matching watches. One's red and one's black. And he's like, I got a something too. And they go outside. I think we've even talked about this on the show. And they go outside. And they've got two big SUVs. And he's like, all right, I got one for you, one for me. And she runs over to the black SUV and she's like, I love it. And he was like, actually, the red one, I love it. And like she's obsessed with keeping the black one. He's like, I like red. But they have this really like fancy house. They're very expensive cars, very expensive looking watches. It's just like so unobtainable for like 99% of people to have that Christmas that they apparently had.
Look, Wade, I hate to break it to you, but SNL just did a video on this. And I know we talked about this before, but now you're just pulling from SNL.
Oh my God. Are you stealing topics from other better shows?
Yeah.
I'm just asking what you guys think about doing big, extravagant Christmas surprises. Like, would you ever surprise somebody with something expensive, like a car? Like, what if they didn't like it? What if that's not the car they want? Like, I don't know.
How yeah, no, that's exactly...
so
that's
terrifying!
The first thought I have ever had about any Christmas gift, even if it's small, is like, if this isn't from their Amazon list or whatever, if they didn't tell me about this at some point, I'm just like, oh, well, they like, you know, they like driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just get them a car to drive. Who would do that?
I actually have a story.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So I don't usually talk about the things that I help my mom with, documentary being one of them. But a few years ago, I had, when Team Applier was more of a thing, we had a company car, right?
Sure.
So we had it was a very nice car, and it was something where after that kind of like petered out a little bit and started like changing the direction of what type of stuff I was doing, I was like, oh, my mom needs a car because the car that she had was like the dog car. And we had Lucy, which is a huge Great Pyrenees, 120 pounds of dog, and loves to run in the mud, loves to poop a lot, you know, it, kind of a dirty dog. And so that car had gotten really dirty. And as much as I had told my mom, like, you can get that car detailed, they will clean it for you, she went, no, it's too late. That car's a wash. Like, my mom was just like, this car is doomed. I was like, all right, mom. So I was like, oh, I'm not really using this car. I don't need two cars. I don't know why anyone ever would. So I was like, I'll gift this to my mom. And that is basically the equivalent of what you see in those commercials. Because like, yeah, mom, I got a good car and I think you'll like it. I send it over there. The problem is it's a plug-in hybrid, right? So that, yep. My mom, technologically not savvy enough to understand that you needed to plug this car in. It's not a full battery powered car, but it has a bigger battery than a hybrid would be. And it can run fully electric for a little bit, like maybe 30, 50 miles. But the problem is with those things, if you do not plug it in, it will drain the main battery to try to keep the electrical systems alive, and it will die a lot. And so not only did my mom not like this car, this really nice expensive car, but she it was a nice car. Yeah, you remember it.
I remember. It was a great car.
Yeah, she would let it rot in the driveway. And so for 2 years, it was constantly a cycle where I would, from across the country, call a tow truck, or I would have Evan help call a tow truck, and they would get it towed, fixed, it would go back to my mom's house, and it would rot, and the battery would die, and she'd be like, it doesn't work, this car is broken, and I'm like, oh, you can just plug it in, plug it in. And so it was just a nightmare until only recently, finally got it traded out to another car.
Sad.
Yeah.
So would you say the Christmas car idea was good or bad?
Bad. It was terrible. 2 years of annoyances. Just no good.
Yeah, no, well, and that's the thing too, right? It was not for Christmas, but my first car I ever had was a gift, but it wasn't a new car. It was a 1994, 93 Buick Century, just like an old Buick sedan. And it was, you know, parked at my grandma's house and she didn't really drive anymore. She was at the age where, and she had a husband who did the driving anyway, who had his own car. But like she had this car that she used to use to get to work and go around town, and she didn't use it. So I got it as a gift, which makes sense. And if you're in the position where you know, if something terrible happens, if your car breaks down and you can't at that exact moment afford to like get a new one or have a lease something or whatever, you can't afford to solve that problem, any car is great. As a kid who just got his license, I was like, I don't care what it is, give it to me, I'll drive it. But like, if you're doing this in the context of the commercial you said, Wade, and with anything, I think this is true. If you're like getting someone, you know, you're getting them some very expensive computer that they need or something extravagant, like an appliance, which is not a very sexy Christmas gift, but sometimes your fridge breaks and you need a new fridge. Like, you know, it happens. There's options, especially with cars. There's a lot of options, but with anything that's expensive, how would you possibly get all the right options, the right color, the plug-in hybrid issue, which is a very funny story. Like, you don't know, even if you know kind of what they want, you don't know exactly what a person might want unless they very specifically told you.
Yeah.
It just seems like an insane gamble. And also, who spends that much? I've gotten some pretty extravagant Christmas presents. I'm very lucky. But I think, like, the video game consoles are probably the most expensive Christmas presents I've gotten.
Yeah.
Unless I was, like, in college, where I was, like, a broke college kid, and my parents were like, we'll get you a new, you know, your laptop since your computer broke for Christmas. Wink. I was like, yeah, well, I know. I'm poor and annoying. Thanks, parents. Whatever. It just seems insane. I would never do that, ever, for any reason.
No, I feel. And it's so expensive. Like, I don't know how many people can actually afford to do something like that unless it's, like, something you've been planning on doing anyway. And it's, like, I don't know. You have to really budget for that if you're going to be pulling off, like, the surprise car for someone. But, like, I got us both new cars. Oh, okay. Well, nice. You were just sitting on $100,000. Did your significant other not know about it? Are you guys just that rich? You guys been eating ramen for, like, 2 straight years? Or is it just, like, oh, God, I've got money flowing. So, I don't know. I just don't know how. There's always the commercials every year about those big gifts, and it's like always the big car companies. It's like, man, how many people actually pull that off? And how often?
I mean, there are people with more money than sense out there. Even if they can't afford it, you know, they would do it anyway. Just because they think it's like a grand sweeping gesture.
Oh, God,
like,
I guess that's
the
true.
Monthly payments are low. This is exactly the SNL sketch.
I wouldn't even want like a surprise animal, like a cat or a dog or something, because it's like, well, I don't.
Oh, that's awful. I don't want that as a gift. That's terrible.
Yeah,
that's a burden. That's responsibility.
Such a good way to absolutely ruin that animal's life in so many different ways. Never do that. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Well, technically, okay, my mom, again, sorry. My mom, as I was leaving for LA to move, I was moving in a month, less than a month. I think it was around Christmas where she was like, I got you a dog, and that was a Lucy. I got you a Great Pyrenees.
As you're leaving.
Yeah, this is like, and so my first memory with Lucy was that she shat in my bedroom and then put her paws in the poop and put it all over the door trying to get out. So it's literally just like, I should have known with the car afterwards, it all comes together. Like, she just loved jumping in poop. Like, this is how she was.
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
We're winding down here. Let's see.
How many points do we get?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mark, you lost 2 points that round.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bob, you lost 3.
Yeah, well, I win, but I was hoping for more of a windfall than that.
I know, but unfortunately, it was close. I can't believe it. Let's see. What do we want to talk about next? I feel like we've already answered this one, so I'm going to skip that. Do you guys see a correlation between temperature outside and, like, Christmas and the feeling of Christmas? Growing up here in Ohio, it's always exciting to have, like, the white Christmas. It's like, as I get older, I like snow a little bit less and less each year because just dealing with it, salting, shoveling, whatever. I don't get to enjoy the fun of sledding and snowman building. And, like, you don't get to not go to school anymore because we don't have school. So it's like, what does snow do? But I still feel like Christmas Day, there's something magical about, like, looking outside and seeing, like, snow out there. Whereas where you guys are, I don't even know if you get snow. Do you get snow, Bob?
Like, maybe once a decade or something. We have not really had, yeah, like, it does snow in the Bay. I've heard from people who, like, live here or from here that we're friends with.
But it's, like, a legend.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, about, and this happens in all of California, but it's way more treacherous because we're in the area where it can rain quite a bit and get kind of cold enough to snow. Californians don't give a shit how steep your driveway is, how steep a road is, if it's plowable. In Ohio, people would be absolutely screwed if they made, like, driveways and neighborhoods the way they do here. And it's partially because California is very, like, mountainous in some parts and hilly in general and, you know, coastal. But there are places where you would just die in and around the Bay Area because, like, your driveway is a 20 degree grade and it goes down to a busy street. Or, like, you live at the top of a hill that's an insanely steep hill where you would never be able to drive to the bottom of it, even in a light snow, because if you lost grip for half a second, you'd slide over into a guardrail, potentially over a cliff. Like, it's good that it doesn't snow here, because people do not build roads and things to compensate for that. It's crazy. If it snowed in LA, people would die
Oh yeah,
all over the place.
In Ohio, we have nothing compared to Minnesota. Minnesota's got it so much better than even we have it in Ohio. So yeah, I can imagine if they go to the California, like, what the hell are you all doing?
Yeah. So yeah, funny story to bounce off of that. Again, at my mom's house, you guys both know my mom's driveway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one.
It's exactly as Bob described. It doesn't make any sense, but it's a 15% incline probably.
It's pretty steep.
Going down.
Yeah.
For Ohio, it's pretty steep and it goes down. So that means when you're down at the bottom and if it snows beforehand, you got to go back up to get out. So it's like a regular thing. It was actually so nice because I just went back home for a little bit for my mom's documentary and I got to see the first snow of this season. I was there for the first snow and it was beautiful. But it also reminded me of the times when me and my brother would take turns going out and shoveling it. And there was a particularly dicey winter where it did freezing rain and it put this thick layer of ice down on the driveway. And so me and my brother go out there and we shovel off the snow and it's bad because you shovel off the snow, it's all crusty. And then you reveal the layer of ice and you start slipping on that because the snow is your only bit of grit. And so we put the salt down and all that stuff and we go, Mom, we got it, we did it, that's good. And so she was gonna go get groceries and apparently it melted and then refroze everything.
Oh god.
Because when she went out there, we heard the car start, her start to go, and then as she got partway up, and you know that brick wall next to the she started sliding down and then it was the most comical because it was a long screech, and then you hear she hit the trash cans at the bottom. So like,
oh no.
So yeah, no, it's not good to build things like that in places where it even snows a little bit, but yeah.
That's amazing.
How have we had so few Christmases said this whole episode? Why does this always happen to me?
Yeah, that happened once where it was a sheet of ice over snow where you didn't even break through the ice. If you walked on it, you just walked on a sheet of ice with nothing, you know, it's powdery snow under it.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to walk to school. Because it wasn't a snow day somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And like the roads were kind of plowed and salted and stuff, but the sidewalks, nothing. It did it overnight and then it like woke up in the morning fully iced over. No one even had time to shovel. And I was like, it took me like three times as long to get to school as it should have. It was kind of funny, but it was very treacherous. But to circle back to your actual question, Wayne, having grown up where it's pretty cold in the wintertime, even if it doesn't always snow very nicely, it doesn't really feel like Christmas or even like fall and then winter to me out here in California, even though Northern California gets cooled. Last night, it got down to like just above 40, which is, you know, cold.
It's pretty down there.
Not exactly winter weather, but cold. It doesn't feel right. It's just starting to feel like fall to me. Getting down into the 40s is like, and that's Fahrenheit for any of you people who use the wrong units of measurement. That's like fall weather. Like we used to have football games on Friday nights where it was like 43 degrees outside and you're out there freezing your ass off, you know, doing marching band and whatever, trying to keep warm. So it never really feels like winter here and it never really feels like Christmas season here because it doesn't get cold. It doesn't get cold and miserable and windy and disgusting. There's no brown slush everywhere to make my house and car floor mats look disgusting. It's wrong.
I know, it doesn't feel
right. It's terrible. I hate it. I miss the poop slush.
Yeah. Winter isn't my favorite season, but I like it. It's probably second favorite, you know, but fall is my most favorite. Like that's when I know things are changing. And when I went up to, I believe it was Wisconsin in fall and I got to see the leaves change, I realized how much I missed that.
Yeah.
It's not like there aren't trees that change here in California, because there are, depending on where you go. Like 2 hours away in California, you can get to the snow mountains and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But here, like it's so stagnant. That's kind of the thing. It's quote, nice all year round. It gets really hot in the summer. It's not nice all year round. And the fires are kind of a problem nowadays. But you don't see things change. I am a creature of change. I need change. I need to see that change in my environment. I need to feel like the world is moving. And I think that's why I sometimes get really antsy and I don't realize it, is because I'm not seeing the world change around me. And I'm not seeing these seasons which tell like the progress of time and like, oh shit, you know, now it's winter. Oh, the spring's here. You know, you get these ebbs and flows. And it's like if you lived your entire life in air conditioning at exactly 72 degrees constantly, which a lot of people do. You don't get the variability. You don't feel warm. You don't feel cold. You feel stagnant. It's just like, that's kind of the same thing. So it's always fall that leads into like, oh shit, the year is almost ending.
Yeah.
I need to hurry up and get shit done. Christmas is almost here. There. How did it get here so soon? Yeah, I need that.
Very accurate. I feel that.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak for Wade for a second and just say, well, you know,
go for it.
If you want seasons, we got them in Cincinnati.
Thank you.
So you can just move back to Ohio and you get all the shitty seasons you want and 3 weeks of good summer. So you still get that taste of the West Coast, you know, just come, please come. I'm so sad. Please move back.
Thank you. That's exactly right.
Is that the right tone of plea bargaining?
Yes. Did it work?
No.
Okay.
Nah, no.
I can't believe I didn't convince me.
Well, it was a valiant effort, I guess. Do better next time. That's what I tell myself. Well, we're at that point where I think this is probably a good button. Good time to wrap up. We went pretty long. Are you guys ready for the big reveal?
I already know. I feel pretty confident in my golf.
Oh, do you?
I'm pretty sure less points is good. More points seems bad. I don't know what exactly, but that's just the vibe I'm getting right now.
Have you figured out what points were based on? I can go through round by round to let you know what happened. Round one, Bob lost 6 points, Mark lost zero. Round two, Bob lost 2 points, Mark lost zero. Round three, you both lost zero. Round four, you both lost two. Round five, Mark lost two, Bob lost three. Round six, Mark lost one, Bob lost two. For the total of Mark is left with 95 points, Bob is at 85 points.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know what the gimmick was?
Laughing.
That's the thing.
I wage all my points on laughing.
No. Welcome to Secret Words Part 2.
Oh.
But the real gimmick was the only secret word the whole time. Christmas. You lost a point every time you said the word Christmas. And Mark, in that entire 55 minutes, you said Christmas a total of 5 times.
Oh.
Way to stay on topic.
I'm about the holiday spirit.
I was like, I'll give them 100 points because I know they're going to say Christmas like 50 times each.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the first 3 rounds, Mark didn't say it once. Right now, Mark wins. However, early in the episode, I told Bob if he sent me food and it arrived within 30 minutes, I would wipe his slate clean.
Uh-huh.
I got a message about 10 minutes ago saying I had food and it is here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The slate is wiped clean. Bob is back at 100
is
points.
But is it Bob's doing? Bob, did you do that?
I sent Wade a bag of funny chips and a bag of chips I know he likes.
Which gets me to the final score right now of 195. Bob wins, except he gets bonus points because he sent me nacho cheese Doritos, which puts him at 133 points. However, Bob also sent me those goddamn Cool Ranch Doritos.
Your
and
favorite.
It's a bigger bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, which pisses me
off.
They're
your favorite.
So you lose 50 points.
What?
No, I sent you your favorite Doritos.
Yeah, and the bigger bag of the ones I hate the most.
Wade loves Cool Ranch Doritos. Everybody knows that.
You went from 85 to 100 to 133, but then lost 50, which brings you down to, 83 points? Which means you still lose... Mark wins.
I feel like you did that in the wrong order. I feel like you're mad. You got to be mad first about the Doritos, but then you got to reset the slate is the last one in the order of operations globally. Everyone knows this. If there's a reset, you do that last.
This isn't PEMDAS. This is Wade's hosting my rules.
I feel like you could, I'm happy I won, I guess, but I feel like you could just like not eat the Cool Ranch?
I'm going to waste a 14.5 ounce bag?
When you go to a core grocery store and you see the Cool Ranch Doritos, do you just start like sweating from the anger that builds inside?
You know, there was a time where I did get upset because people used to send them to the P.O. box or bring them to conventions. And I was given so many damn bags of Cool Ranch Doritos that were going to go to waste because they're the worst thing on this earth.
I have to say, I remember pretty generally where the Cool Ranch Doritos came from. We were doing an improvised Halloween story, right? About the cat scales and all that stuff. Yeah, it was from that, right?
That was at Mark's mom's house, right? We were streaming there.
Cat scales. Oh my God. I forgot about the cat scales. Go.
The Doritos weren't your favorite in the story either. Though
I don't know how they ended up being a thing.
The Doritos are what scared away the werecats.
Yeah.
Oh.
You put a Cool Ranch Doritos around and the Werecats didn't like Cool Ranch Doritos. That was how you fended them off. That had nothing to do with you eating Cool Ranch Doritos.
Somehow the meme became everyone giving me Cool Ranch Doritos. It was probably your two's fault. And for reminding me of all of that, Bob, I'm sticking with the you lose 50 points.
Oh. It was a friendly joke and I sent you the good ones to make up for
it. I gave you 33 points. Hey, if you'd given me the bigger bag of the good ones, that would have been a plus 50 and a minus 33, but you swapped it wrong.
I hope someone's writing down all of Wade's arbitrary point rules, because if we actually learn them, we can really play a system down the road.
It changes every episode. Do you think I'm consistent?
next episode, Mark sends a pallet of Doritos to Wade.
And specifically, it was on this episode I said if he sent me food, I would reset his slate clean. And
no, I thought I had it in a bag on that one.
Yeah,
you, I mean,
I didn't think you'd expect me to send you food at all.
Well, it was supposed to be good food, and you did. So I gave you, what was that? I gave you, you went from 85 to 100, so you got 15. Then you got 33 for sending me the one I like, and then a minus 50 for bringing back the goddamn Cool Ranch thing. I think that's pretty fair.
That seems messed up, man. I gotta be honest. That seems pretty messed up.
I gave you a 48 free points.
I did exactly what you asked. You didn't say I had to send you good food. I could have sent you, like, tacos or something, which would have been, you know, just garbage for you to throw away.
I reset the slate, as I promised, and then I gave you bonus points for sending me something I liked, but you sent me something bigger that I dislike. So
if you would have done nothing at all, you would have two more points than you do now.
Yes.
Bob, do you not see the logic here?
Well, that was money well spent.
Thank you. Well, hey, at least now, whenever you visit, I'll have a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos you can eat.
Dude, I love Cool Ranch Doritos. I wish I'd sent those to myself.
And they fend off Werecats. They'll be here waiting for you.
Wait, if I'm the king of the Werecats, does that mean I'm fended off by Cool, or am I immune because I'm royalty?
I don't know. Check the Reddit lore. They'll tell us.
Yeah, tell us, Reddit.
Somehow, despite barely participating and only earning a negative 5 points, Mark wins. Apparently, I had a horrible system, horrible points. Merry Christmas, everybody. God damn it.
Well, bar.
What are you, the uncle who shows up late to the Christmas party and hates everyone in his family?
Nobody invited me.
I just knew this was happening, so I just came of my own accord. I brought you a gift and some delicious crudités. Merry Christmas, everybody. God damn it.
I feel like that is accurately me right now.
Yeah.
Do we do winner speech or loser speech? You know what, Bob? Loser speech. Go.
I feel like I contributed quite a bit in a very positive way, and I also sent you some delicious treats, and you could have just chosen to ignore the Cool Ranch and had a chuckle and you know, let that go, but...
I could have.
You know, I'm not going to hold it against you that your pettiness about a very funny classic joke between the three of us set you off, and I'm sorry that you're so sensitive. So, accept the loss, but I feel like I performed better than my result would suggest.
I feel like you like losing more than winning anyways. I feel like I did you a favor. What did you want? We're getting older, part four next week? You're welcome. I saved us.
Damn.
Oh, man. Man, you're really going after Bob. I'm just going to sit here in silence and hope I don't get any of
that. No, you're not. It's winner speech time. You speak now.
Good luck.
All right. I wagered everything at the beginning, and I think that's what got me over the edge. I have a funny feeling my initial compliment in the opening 5 seconds of this episode towards Wade is what made me win today, and I feel like that if I trace back everything to that moment, I really thought ahead of myself. And plus, Bob, you wanted to lose points, so it's fate playing out as it should be.
You were trying to lose points early on, too. That's true.
That's true. Maybe I got exactly what I wanted and just am pretending like I didn't.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Merry Christmas.
God damn it.
And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa to all of you out there, whatever holiday. You know, I had a whole topic about other holidays, but I guess it makes sense that in America, we somehow still don't get that even in the podcast. So Christmas it is. Yay. On behalf of Distractible, be safe, be smart, have a good holiday season. We'll see you all next week as usual, because we don't take a week off. Anything final you guys want to add before I wrap this thing up?
Nope.
No, really took a downturn on the tone there. I'm okay. Oh. You can... okay?
Ho, 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 everything is great. Hope you all have good holidays. Follow us in all the places. Mark's Markiplier, I'm Binion777, Bob's Lord Mark... Mark Skirm. Let me try that again. Bob is my Skirm. Mark is Markiplier. I'm Wade, Lord Binion 777 or Minion 777. We have merch for the podcast. You can find it at store.distractablepodcast.com. We'll see you all next week. Until then, podcast out.